Well, we were on standby 24/7 for the whole 6 months.
Jeez.
Any casualties, because we couldn't rotate with anyone because we only had one trauma team. So we'd sleep where we worked, basically. And then in the other half, which was probably about the same size as this area now,
yeah,
a bit not as wide,
mm-hmm.
we'd have our free base. So
you'd
one,
be right next to
three.
The...
Yeah.
So how did you sleep then? I mean, if you...
You just slept down the other side.
But, I mean, if you were constantly on kind of call, how, you know...
Well,
how did
you just had to sleep, and then if a casualty come in, then you'd be up. That happened a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Early hours in the morning, we'd get... Because we had a phone... Within mm-hmm. the medical centre, within the trauma bays.
Right.
If that phone went off, then we'd jump up, answer it, and then, well, most of the time it was prepared to receive
mm-hmm.
a casualty, two casualties.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd just have to rub the sleep from your eyes and
right.
wake up.
So it must have been a pretty exhausting tour.
It was, yeah.
What tell me again, sorry, back to kind of like where this... you know, when the five casualties came in,
yeah.
obviously there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of kind of going on. You're waiting there for it. What happens then? What sort of was going through your mind
yeah.
and what were you nervous about it? Or I mean, your training kicked in, or how did you feel?
You don't have time to get nervous.
Right.
you don't have time to think too much about your emotions. You're too busy being focused on. What is going to land in front of you? What
yeah.
injuries is this person going to have?
Mm-hmm.
And if they have got that injuries, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And then help the team as well, because the team medics, they're good, but they're not proper medics.
Yeah.
So I had to have them and help give them direction.
Yeah.
Tell them what to do. Then I'd normally have a medic with me. I'd make sure that he or she knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
And that the whole team within that one bay was happy.
Mm-hmm.
We normally got an update before the casualty got there,
mm-hmm.
of a rough idea of what their injuries were.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would just focus on
yeah.
what I would do for these type of injuries.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they come in, you just kick in.
Mm-hmm.
Half the time you just completely you forget what you've just done. So at the end of it, it's really difficult to recollect what you've done because the training just kicks in.
Right.
And you seem to react to what you find.
Right. Is that why it's difficult for you to describe for me what happened?
Yeah, it is exactly what happened. It's difficult to describe.
Yeah.
But... Some things do just hit you.
So
like,
what?
Like when people... If someone had been blown up, you get the
yeah.
smell
yeah.
Of like burnt flesh,
right?
And the dust,
yeah.
You get it up your nose, and it smells like that. They'll stick with you,
right?
Because there's nothing similar to them.
Yeah.
Outside of that scenario,